This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I've managed to get Senator Rice on the phone.
It was a combination of tin cans and string.
Do you know what I think? I think that the landline technology we've all given up on, we're just like, meh, let's just focus on it. So sometimes using the basic phone is tricky.
The pigeon works.
Oh. Hey, last night, quite apart from the legislation that Senator Rice is going to talk to us about, we've lovely producer Rachel found this great clip online today, which is a clip of a National Senator, Barry O'Sullivan from Queensland. I think that...
These are our leaders, mate.
Those
our
words,
leaders.
Those words together just form a
the
picture
Queensland.
Of... Yeah, yeah. Barry O'Sullivan, Queensland.
Yeah.
He's a larger man and he looks like...
You're fat-shaming, mate.
No, I just think he... I'm just trying to paint a picture with my words, mate. We're at the Senate estimates hearing. I think this is last night. Am I right, Rachel? I think. And Senator Rice is just wanting to clarify some information about how people in a particular department of federal government can change their gender status internally. It's basically a bit of paperwork that needs to be done. And Senator Barry O'Sullivan had
Barry.
He focused on something that people often do when they worry about gender identification, and this is what Barry had to say.
What would that allow me to do if I declared that my gender status was female? Does
Barry.
That allow me the freedom of movement?
Say it, Barry.
I mean, this is a serious question. I'm going to ask it.
Can
I go into the ladies' Lulu then, if I choose to, if I've declared myself female?
Oh, Barry. Senator Janet Rice, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Oh, Barry. I have been in the Senate Rural Regional Affairs and Transport Committee with Barry as chair for the last 4 days.
Oh, he was chairing.
Excuse me if I'm a bit at the end of my tether.
He was chairing that, was he?
Yes, he chairs it.
Is that why he said, I'll stop the clock and give you another 12?
Exactly. Yes, yeah. 15-minute blocks, so I get my 15 minutes and that's it.
Well, there you go, yes. Little lady. There's a little something for you.
Yes. So I was asking questions. I'm a member of the Rural Regional Affairs and Transport Committee, which is why I've spent a lot of time there for the last 4 days. Mm. But I also have been asking all of the various government departments about how they're going with implementing the government guidelines on the recognition of sex and gender. And these were guidelines that were introduced in 2013, were meant to have been fully complied with by 2016, but it's pretty clear that a lot of the departments haven't complied with them. So I've been doing my own consultation, asking all the departments, how are you going with it?
But the gentleman that you're asking, who I imagine is a civil servant and not an elected representative, Mr. Mason, seemed quite across it and quite au fait with the language to use and just the look on, because I looked at it on YouTube, but look on your face and on Mr. Mason's face made me think that everyone's just like, well, you can't, I mean, if Barry's chairing it. But is this something you run into often in politics?
Well, Barry's a bit of an extreme. But yes, there are a lot of people, elected representatives, who don't reflect mainstream society, really.
Why do you think it is?
Views on issues of gender and women.
But why do you think it is? I had this discussion with our producer, Rachel, today. We were sort of thinking on the face of it. Why do people who struggle with the idea always take it straight to the toilet? Like, why is...
He's obviously got, you know, some quite serious concerns about men's predatory behaviour. Mm. And I don't know whether he has, you know, personal or, you know, has that's been an issue with him and other people that he knows. And he's, look, you know, I could say lots of things about Barry, which I'd better not say because I might be, you know, defaming him.
Oh, it's not live, Janet. You can say what you
no.
It is, Janet.
It is, that's right. That's why I'm going to stay polite.
But I think the other gentleman
but
in the room...
I think he's basically got an awful lot of ignorance about gender diverse and transgender and intersex people. And you couple that with a basic level of, you know, his sense of entitlement as a Queensland senator, and the two go hand in hand together. But essentially what it ends up is, you know, very offensive and insensitive remarks. But it's not even just, you know, if it was just an ordinary person in the street, you might think, oh, well, that's the person that I'm not going to spend any time with. But he is a person that's representing
Queensland. Oh, you're spending time with him too.
And yeah, I've got to be, you know, spend the last 4 days with him in our Senate committees.
Heart goes out to you, Janet.
We should. I mean, one of the issues about these guidelines is that there needs to be training done in the public service about how to have respectful relationships and how to deal with people who are gender diverse and transgender and intersex and queer. Mm. And I think that this training should, you know, it underlines the need for this training amongst our politicians as well as the public servants.
There sounded to me, because he sort of struggled to get the words out and then fell into the Lulu thing, it really did sound like he was clutching his pearls. I just got a sense that he just didn't feel comfortable talking about it, didn't want to talk about it.
Not at all. And,
yeah.
Not at all.
And with respect to his four-year-old
self. He would say that he wouldn't know any, you know, wouldn't know such people in Queensland.
No. Well,
rejecting that gender diverse and trans people are legitimate and even that they exist in many circumstances, because he was essentially saying, oh, well, you know, I just declared myself a woman on these forms, that's the same as being somebody who, you know, genuinely as part of their identity needs to have the opportunity to change how they are referred to and, you know, and to reflect their identity in their workplace.
I think the most offensive thing about what he said, and we will move off it shortly because he's had enough, I'm sure, but is the idea that he thinks that he, in his interpretation and his world, identifying your gender it becomes about perversion. Like, he took it straight to, he said, well, if I identify myself as a female, I can sit and stare at women in the showers all day without any sort of fear of reprimand. I'm like, and as Rachel said to me this afternoon, she said, but if a woman did that, she'd be reprimanded. Like, do you know what I mean? It doesn't, you're still being a creep. No matter what,
exactly.
You know, what gender you are. Hey, tell us about what happened in the Senate the other day. Was it yesterday? Regarding that issue we were talking about on the Idaho Hobbit Day, which is the issue surrounding people who have a trans woman who is married.
Divorce, that's right. Yeah. In fact, as I mentioned, in fact, it was a week ago that we were talking, and at that stage I thought I'd heard that the legislation had gone through the Victorian Parliament rather than the Senate. The legislation to allow trans people who are married or wish to marry to be able to change their birth certificate and get married, because at the moment, right up until, well, in fact, still the case, because the legislation hasn't yet been enacted, it's still the case that somebody in a situation like myself and my partner Penny, who's trans, she can't change her birth certificate to say that she's female because she's just not allowed to do that because we're married. So this legislation to change that, which the need for that after the marriage equality legislation went through last December, the states were all put on notice to say you need to change your legislation to allow trans people to now change their birth certificates. And it had gone through the lower house of the Victorian Parliament, and it was earlier this week, and I'd lost track of the time. I don't know whether it was Monday night or Tuesday night. It went through the upper house of the Vic Parliament as well, which is wonderful.
Should that be national law? Is that something that you think, is it frustrating that you've got to get through seven lots of legislation to bring us all into line?
Well, it's just the reality of the law as it stands, that it's has to, you know, registration of gender and lies with, and on birth certificates lies with state departments.
It's all birth, deaths and marriages. Yeah, okay.
So it's essentially all of the states and territories are put on notice.
Well, get Barry onto it.
Now is that the legislation has now gone through the Victorian Parliament, but it's at this stage it looks like it's actually not going to be, you know, legally signed off by the Governor of Victoria and come into play until October, which is a very long time. So I'm still waiting as to when, you know, Penny and I can have our birth certificate and we can stay married party.
Yeah, that's right. Any excuse for another party.
That's right. We might have to have the waiting for it party and then the party and then the, you know, the 1 month anniversary party or something.
Bandwagon. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Are you sitting at the moment up there?
Well, we're doing Senate estimates this week. So Senate estimates is a time when you get to question all government departments on everything related to anything in the budget. So hence, you know, on LGBTI issues, asking these questions about sort of the government guidelines and the recognition of sex and gender has been a key thing that I've focused on this week and next week within some of the other departments in the Health Department and Community Affairs. There'll be a whole range of other questions that they'll be able to ask about LGBTI issues.
Are you prepared to play a little prank on Barry with me? Could you just go stand by the urinals when he comes in? You don't have to say yes, because I know you're allowed to.
I've decided with my strategy with Barry is I have to keep myself composed and keep myself nice.
Yes, good idea.
And that's right. And let Barry speak for himself.
We've all had to do it, and we'll continue to do so. But that's good on you for taking it to him, and thanks for sending us that link. It is absolutely hilarious. Senator Janet Rice, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy your Senate estimates. It sounds more boring than I can even imagine. I'm glad you're doing it.
I'm coming home tonight. So
okay, great.
Have a weekend off, and then back again next week.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Janet.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.